Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Your Commanders have a chance to make another statement with a big road win Sunday, 4 o'clock, against the Arizona Cardinals. I'll guarantee you right now, if they get the win, I'll be going to the stadium to see the 3-1 Commanders face off against the Browns. But we got to take care of business and get one more road win on Sunday. I mean, it does feel like the DMV would be just exploding with Commanders fans if they can get another big win. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with the good folks at BetQL. They analyze every single game to find you the most betting opportunities. Get the first three bets free at BetQL Access or download the app today. Joining us on the BetQL guest hotline right now, it is Rick Snyder. What's going on?
Oh, I'm hearing as you may come to the stadium, I'm just thinking, why are you threatening us? Things are going well.
Well, I mean, I just can't get over the fact that we have not punted in two games. I mean, this is unheard of, Rick.
Yeah, Trust said he's still on the team. I think he's held 13 times. So it's not like he's getting no snaps. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I've never seen somebody get two games. I've rarely seen one game.
Right, and what's crazy is, as good as the offense has been, if the Bengals don't miss the two-point conversion and miss a field goal, we're looking at a 38-38 game. So as good as they've been offensively, they've been as bad defensively. Do you have any idea how they could clean it up defensively?
Well, they're going to try and play Johnny Newton more inside and move De'Ron Payne outside. They tried some of that last week, mm-hmm. trying to get a bigger inside. I mean, it's hard to believe anybody's bigger than De'Ron Payne. But Johnny Newton's a big guy, too. And so they're trying to be more stout inside. Same or so, you know, I'm not sure how much Forbes is going to play yet. It's remarkable he's going to play 2 weeks after that injury.
Yeah.
But if he does, they'll move Samer still inside where they feel he is a better player than outside. And maybe that helps a little bit. You know, Forbes has still got to play with one hand. He has trouble with physical play anyway. But that's a couple things they're trying to do.
Offensively for Washington, after the 38-point performance, I would love to be a fly on the wall there in their offensive team meetings, right? Like, how do you improve off of that? You were nearly perfect in that game there. It's got to be so huge for Jaden and the rest of his teammates there to watch that on film as they executed perfectly.
The great thing about Jaden is he'll just look at that and go, cool. All right, move on to the next game. He really, you know, I've seen a lot of quarterbacks fool themselves. This kid has none of that, which is great. I mean, he's got all the mental aspects to move forward that I really love. You know, you can't really improve much. But, of course, you don't have Austin Ekeler this game. He's got a concussion. So you're going to have to change that a little bit. You know, Eric, I think this is kind of a 50-50 game. So who doesn't lose it? And I hate to say this, but Cincinnati lost that game more than Washington won it. And not to take away anything Washington did. But since coaches sometimes get in their own head too much and they lose games, if I was a Cincinnati head coach, I would have said, we can score every time by throwing to our tall receivers. And they did a lot. But then you go, oh, let's go do this for a set of those. No, no. Keep pounding away until they stop you. And they couldn't have stopped you, and they would have scored 40-plus. So there's a classic example of a coach beating himself.
Rick Snyder with us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Follow him on social media, Snyder_remarks. So you mentioned no Ekeler. How do they get other guys involved? How do they replace that production?
Well, you'll have Brian Robinson a little more in motion, catching balls, but, you know, I think what they'll do more is go to the tight ends. You know, they haven't used them nearly as much as we thought they might. Mm-hmm. So I think this will be a big game for Ertz if you've got a fantasy team on there. Maybe McCaffrey, I think, will get a little more. So I think they're going to do a few more quick outs to the tight ends and to compensate for what Ekeler did.
Cliff Kingsbury deserves a lot of credit for the way he's handled Jaden three games into this season. You know, slowly has brought him along in terms of the passing yards. That's been cool to watch. It's steadily improved from 180 to 220 to 254 against the Bengals. So what do you think is the next step for Cliff here to bring out in terms of Jaden's development?
I think a little more downfield would be nice, and some of that is Jaden is tucking and running instead of waiting a little longer. But, you know, you got to give this offensive line credit. They have played much better than anybody thought. And it's up to Jaden to spot those guys a little more than to go run. Now, he would usually go run for a first down. So, then again, it's hard to criticize. But I think he ran 12 times, got nailed once on it. So, I think if you're going to improve the game, you go vertical more and just try and hit more of the 20-plus routes.
Road trips are never easy, especially there in Arizona for the Cardinals. But I do think it's interesting that they went straight from Cincinnati to Arizona. How do you think that plays a factor in the game tomorrow?
I think it'll help with their conditioning a lot, because if they come back from Cincinnati, you land around 5 a.m. Players go to sleep for the day. Coaches stagger back to their office. And you practice Wednesday, Thursday light, and you would take a light practice Friday, fly out. This way, they flew directly there, gave the players off Tuesday. Everybody, you know, you basically cut out a Friday flight. That's huge on something like this. So I think it will give them more energy just because you didn't dog them on another plane. It gave them a chance to be together exclusively since training camp kind of thing. So I think that does it, because there would have been some distractions this week, no doubt. Because Washington's kind of lit up over this. You know, two straight wins, woo, get out, we're ready to go. So I think that helped them some, too, just to get away and do it this way. So it's been 100 degrees there all week, but they're in the bubble. So, and they play in a stadium indoors. So that'll all be okay.
Who do you want to get more production, get more involved in the offense? I have a feeling you're going to go with the tight ends. I think Noah Brown has earned, you know, even more snaps for this Washington offense here, and especially with the fact that Terry McLaurin was so good, he's probably going to see more of a double team. I think it's an opportunity for Noah Brown to have a big game.
Yeah, I think Noah definitely can have more. I mean, nice tall receiver, done a good job. I think McCaffrey and Ertz will get more balls. I think that's who you're going to find more production with. McCaffrey has looked good in offseason and summer camps. I was a little surprised. First couple of games, we didn't see anything. Then you saw him make a great play, and he made another good play. They're the guy that's going to be a nice player for them. In a year from now, he'll be their leading tight end probably. So I think you're going to get more out of your tight end productions on there. And, you know, it would be nice to have an interior run game, which they really haven't done very well. And you don't want to beat up Brian Robinson too much. But, you know, he had a great game two games ago. And You need that 100-yard back in your offense.
No, definitely, especially without Austin Ekeler, who's just been like a heartbeat for this team. Anytime they get him the ball, it's just been a big explosive play, a game-changing play with Ekeler. You mentioned the offensive line, and I think the interior has been spectacular. I really like Tyler Biadasz, Sam Cosmi. We know how good he can be. Nick Allegretti, a bit of an unsung hero, recovering that fumble by Zach Ertz, also has done a good job blocking. Do you think the improvement of the offensive line, like, how much of that is just a factor of, hey, we're able to run the ball, so we feel better when we're pass blocking? Because last year, it was pass block over and over again. They never got to push the defensive line forward and run block.
Yeah, if you ask offensive linemen, which one would you rather do? They'd rather run block because they're the aggressors more than the defenders and protectors. Mm-hmm. So they like to hit somebody more than be hit. Allegretti's been really good. Cosby's playing on an Achilles, and that scares me. Try and play 13 games, 14 games. It's going to be 14 games with an Achilles strain. That can go at any time. That really does scare me. If he gets through the whole season, that's great because he's their best lineman. But that's a nasty injury that you got to watch. If it pops, boom, you're gone for the year. I think Brandon Coleman has really met their expectations, which were much higher than all of ours were as a third-round pick. But I think he probably will keep that left tackle job. And then next year's draft, you're not looking for a tackle. You're looking for a corner or a receiver.
Follow Rick Snyder on social media, Snide_remarks. Read his work online, thefandc.com, as a columnist, talking about the Washington Commanders. So, Rick, what's it going to take for Washington to improve to 3-1?
I think it's a shootout, but I do think they can beat Arizona. You'll be surprised how many Commanders fans are in the stands in Arizona.
Ooh.
In the old days, back when they were really good, and there wasn't a team in L.A., the Arizona game was the West Coast game for Redskins fans out west to come to. And they still do. It's a cool place to go to a game. And so you're going to see a lot. It used to be like rock stars coming to town.
Yeah.
So they used to stay at the team hotel. And you'll be surprised. You'll hear a lot of Commanders fans in the crowd.
I love that. I mean, Rick, when I was a kid, it felt like the only two games we had a chance to win were the Cardinals inside of the division, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they owned them for years. In the 70s and 80s, they owned the Cardinals. Then it kind of got to be about a 50-50 thing. And it used to be a trap game out there. They'd come in and blow it, you know. So, I do think they can win this game. It's suddenly the 3-1. I was hoping for a 3-3 start. I know they have Baltimore coming up soon. That's a tough one. Cleveland, I don't know what to say about Cleveland. They're good and bad like that. But you win this one, you got momentum. You know, I thought the upside of this team was 9-7. And then I kind of slipped it down to about 7-10, whatever it is now, 17 games. You know, because I didn't like some of the things I saw. But, you know, we'll see. If they can keep this defense to something, you know, if they can get more penetration, if they can start hitting quarterbacks, then they've got a chance to win this, because I've always said, when you got a franchise quarterback, you always have a chance to win.
Rick, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep, they've got the momentum. Let's see if it can continue Sunday 4:05 against the Cardinals. Let's touch on the Cardinals. We're going to go behind enemy lines coming up next on AWOD Radio. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at. AUDACY, AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app today for free. Take the radio show with you on the road. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. You can use the free Odyssey app to check me out Monday through Friday by searching 910 The Fan or AWOD Radio. Tomorrow, the Washington Commanders are in Arizona to face off against the 1-2 Cardinals. And, of course, the lead story in the game is the reunion between Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. But it'll be Cliff Kingsbury's college offense, as they called it, against Jonathan Gannon's NFL defense for the Arizona Cardinals. And so Kingsbury was hired as the head coach in Arizona in 2019, and he wanted Kyler Murray, right? And he talked about that to the media this week, how important Kyler Murray's development was in his time in Arizona, and he still thinks Kyler can be a star. And his defense, Washington's defense, will have a very tough task trying to limit Kyler Murray. But it's all about Jonathan Gannon against Cliff Kingsbury and Washington's offense, which has not punted in two games against the Cardinals' defense that certainly can get after the quarterback under his schemes here. So it's going to be Cliff's offense against Gannon's defense. You need Washington's defense to get some stops as well, which they've struggled with so far this season. I believe they forced just four punts in the first three games of the season. To find out more about the matchup between the Commanders and the Cardinals, we go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio.
All right, AWOD Army members, it's time to go on a mission, a secret mission, behind enemy lines. We scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
And this week, the enemy, the Arizona Cardinals. We go behind enemy lines with Bo Brock, Arizona Cardinals reporter and host there for the Phoenix_Cardinals podcast. Follow him on social media at Bo Brock for more information about the Cardinals. But I had Bo on the show on Friday, and we started with the fact that Jaden Daniels and the Washington offense has been so good. They've been on fire, right? Seven drives against the Giants, seven successful drives, seven field goals. Against the Bengals, a little different story there, right? They converted in the red zone, also got the explosive plays to Terry McLaurin, and put up 38 points. Two games in a row, they have not punted. But what's the Cardinals' defense biggest strength? Let's go behind enemy lines.
Yeah, the biggest strength is one that I don't think a lot of people anticipated, was the ability to create negative plays. They're at the top of the league as far as TFLs, and that's a product of Budda Baker coming up from the safety position and some guys at the edge that are producing unlike, you know, anybody kind of predicted, from Zaven Collins, former first-round pick, and Dennis Gardeck and his three sacks. They've been really disruptive and been able to kind of create those negative plays behind the line of scrimmage, which I think is going to play huge, just kind of know what Cliff Kingsbury likes to do in the passing game. So, yeah, I think just just coming off the edges there and trying to blow up some plays behind the line of scrimmage will be huge, and kind of keeping them behind the sticks and putting them in second and third and long.
That's just so important right there to bring that up, right? The Cardinals have been really good at tackles for losses. And he mentioned Cliff's offense has been a lot of throwing sideways to then have the ability to throw downfield later in the game. And so you know Washington will try these screen passes here. The Cardinals' defense is prepared to stop them. It is going to be huge, because the reason Washington and Jaden have had so much success is because they, for the most part, stayed ahead of the sticks. They've dealt with, you know, first and 10 has usually become second and 6 for the most part. Or if it's second and 10, Jaden has done a really good job with his running the ball on second down to kind of set up a third and manageable, third and medium, giving his offense an opportunity to convert there. And then also, they've done a good job on fourth downs when they've, stayed on the field, because it was within a yard or two. So Cardinals' defense's biggest strength has been the tackle for losses. Can Washington avoid the mistakes there when they throw it sideways and when they do some of these screen passes here in Cliff's offense? And then, when the defense gets on the field, they've got to find a way to stop Kyler Murray, to force a punt. They've got to get off the field. And I think the way to do that is to make the Cardinals one-dimensional, to limit James Conner, and so Kyler can't really play action off of that. What slows down Kyler Murray? Here's Bo Brock.
Yeah, I think some of the things that slow him down is as far as the downfield passing game. When they were made one-dimensional by Detroit last week, you saw that maybe not being up to speed with his fourth overall pick, rookie receiver, it was where they just couldn't get the job done, which would have been the difference between a win and a loss. But, you know, for the most part, he's been really, really good, really efficient, really accurate. You know, you look at the first half against Buffalo, 16 for 19. You look at week two, and he had a, you know, perfect passer rating through that game. So he's shown that, you know, in this new offense that he's now, you know, 10 games into, that this fits his style. He's got the infrastructure from a play-calling standpoint, from a protection standpoint, from a playmaking standpoint, that he can pretty much do anything and it can really maximize his skill set. So I think he's in a really good spot, and for the first time in his career, entering the prime of his career, to kind of take off. But, you know, only 3 points in the second half, not getting it done, I think that it's going to create, you know, a bit of a hunger this week to have a really good performance against the struggling Commanders defense.
And the protection is going to be so important here if the Commanders want to slow down Kyler Murray. He cannot have all day to sit in the backfield there. I'm sure people have seen the crazy highlight from above where he makes like three guys miss, jumps over somebody, and then throws it to the back of the end zone against the Rams. He can burn you, especially when he has time to let some of these plays develop and his receivers to get open. And so the Commanders' pass rush is going to have to be on top of their game. Gap integrity, also huge, right? You cannot rush too high up the field and then he'll sneak in behind you there and be able to run. You've got to really pass rush as a team. Those four guys have got to be on the same page to get after Kyler Murray. But the Cardinals, just like every team in the NFL, have a big weakness. And I think you're going to like, because it matches the Commanders' strength. Here's Bo Brock on the Commanders against the Cardinals and Arizona's biggest weakness.
The biggest weakness, I think that the interior of the defensive line is somewhere that they want to, they're down a player in Justin Jones. They're down the 27th overall pick, Darius Robinson, who's not eligible to return from IR until at the very least next week. So, you know, it's still the interior of the defensive front. You know, can they hold up? Can they get enough, you know, pressure as they want to kind of slow down this Washington offense that hasn't punted since week one? So, you know, I think that that's probably the biggest concern. Otherwise, you know, I think they like what they've seen so far coming off the edges. Can it continue to be as consistent as it has been? But, not a whole lot of weaknesses really on display early on. I mean, outside of, you know, the offense kind of taking a step back last second half. But, you know, I think that going up against a weaker opponent on defense, that they should be able to get right.
You got to love that if you're a Commanders fan. Max, that's why we go behind enemy lines. I really did perk up there when he told me that their defensive line was a weakness, because that's exactly what we heard from Mo Egger, Bengals reporter, the week before. And that's the Commanders' biggest strength right now, right? Is running the ball up the gut between the tackles and then using Jaden's abilities to fake that and run around the outside. I do think the game plan will be a lot of B-Rob up the middle. And then, like I said, using some of these speed guys, McCaffrey, Olamide Zaccheaus as well, maybe on some end around, some trickeration there. They're going to start by trying to win the point of attack on the line of scrimmage against the Cardinals' weakness, which is their defensive line. But they've got some plans to slow down Jaden Daniels. Let's take a listen to Bo Brock one more time.
Yeah, I mean, it's contained, right? I mean, and they faced Josh Allen, who's that on steroids in week one, and it was a nightmare. Can Jaden Daniels, can you contain him, take away him, his ability to extend plays? Not the entire game. That's nearly impossible. But can you contain him enough, put him behind the sticks a little bit, third and long, where it's not as manageable? And tackling is essential here. I know that's silly when you're talking about NFL football, but what we saw in Cincinnati is they couldn't create any negative plays. You know, heard Kingsbury yesterday say, you know, the previous week they had 18 negative plays, you know, and only four in Cincinnati, and that just set them up for success. If they can, you know, even just add a little bit more to where Jaden Daniels is having to make a bigger play downfield, I think that that's conducive to this defense getting off the field a couple times and forcing Tressway to punt it away. I think that's just the biggest key. I mean, rookie quarterbacks and having third and long, it really does change things.
Yeah, I totally agree with him here. Washington's got to do a good job like they did last week, staying ahead of the sticks so they don't have these third and longs. Like they had twice in that game. The Bengals blitzed, and Jaden missed Terry McLaurin. The next time they blitzed, he hit him. But I think the Cardinals are going to blitz a lot. I think Jonathan Gannon's going to look at some of the game tape from the Bucs game with Todd Bowles. He blitzed like 14 times. It made a huge impact on slowing Jaden down. So I do think that their protection is going to be key here, because I do expect the Cardinals to send an extra guy on a blitz more times than not on Sunday. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We just went behind enemy lines with Bo Brock, which means we've got our keys to victory coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on TC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you want to chime in, it is 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Check me out in Richmond with the podcast Best of AWOD Radio, available for you every single day. If you check out Friday's episode, you will hear that full segment with Bo Brock going behind enemy lines with a Cardinals reporter. Some really good insight and information there. And after hearing from him, I can now release to the audience my keys to victory and pathway to success. What's it going to take for Washington to get a win? Here's a few first big factors that will decide the outcome. Like, number one, you can't win this game if you can't keep Kyler Murray in the pocket, right? He has destroyed teams with that. He's 12th in the NFL right now for completion percentage and is third with passing touchdowns with five. Without Austin Ekeler, they have to find a way to replace that production. 204 yards from scrimmage Ekeler has had in three games. How do you replace that? I don't think it's just Brian Robinson Jr. I think it's got to be the backup running back as well that I liked a lot out of camp. I think it's got to be McCaffrey. I think it's got to be Olamide Zaccheaus. It's got to be the tight ends as well. It's going to take everybody stepping up, multiple X factors, to replace the production Austin Ekeler had. We know that we have our star in Terry McLaurin. Well, they've got a number one wide receiver as well in Marvin Harrison Jr. We've been burned by Ja'Marr Chase. We've been burned by Malik Nabers. Harrison Jr. went ahead of Malik Nabers in the draft. You know he'll be an even bigger challenge for St. Juice and the Commanders' defense. I do think Washington will rely on the running game, all right? But you're going to need a few explosive plays through the air from Jaden to build off of last week, right? 250 yards through the air. Could he get up to 300 tomorrow against the Cardinals? Then, of course, you got to get a stop. The Commanders have punted, all right? Or have given up a turnover in two games, making the first, have not punted, meaning they were the first team in the Super Bowl era to accomplish that. All right, Tressway is only on the field to hold the ball. The defense hasn't done a good job, though. The defense has allowed the opposing team to convert 61% on third downs. The Cardinals have been able to move the chains a ton. You have to get a stop. That's the only way you win. So let's get to my keys to victory here. Number one, all right, we talked about getting a stop. Your car key is your first key to victory, right? You want to get in the car and drive. The offense wants to drive down the field. The defense needs to stop a drive. Key number one, force a first half punt. I'm not even joking. Force a first half punt is absolutely the first key to victory. We've got to get the ball back to our offense. Second key to victory is your house key, right? Well, you're not at home. You're on the road here in Arizona. How are you going to win on the road in Arizona? Your house key is Brian Robinson, right? He's got to get 4 yards per carry. You have to be able to establish the running game, then play action off of that. I know they're going to try to work some other guys in there with some clever ways with maybe end rounds or reverses or something like that. But simply on first down, Brian Robinson's got to be able to eat. He's got to get 4 yards per carry. That is your second key to victory. And then your key to the safe. You're not cashing in the safe and getting all the money out there if you can't create a turnover. And that's what Dan Quinn's defense did in Dallas, but has not really done a good job of that this season. No interceptions. Kyler Murray is your chance to get an interception. I do think there will be opportunities where he throws the ball up to his taller receiver to make a play on it. I'm looking for the Commanders to come down with it. Win the turnover battle, right? We said that week one against the Bucs. They didn't get it done. We said that week two, all right? We said that week three. I'm counting the turnover, the missed field goal as a turnover in the Bengals game. They won that. You've got to win the turnover battle to win on the road in the National Football League. That is your third key to victory. So the pathway to success here, look, force the first half punt, be robbed 4 yards per carry, win the turnover battle. Jaden doesn't need to be a star. I felt like he needed to be a star on Monday Night Football. I think the offense just needs, you know, everybody to step up, right? So Jaden to just go through his reads here and find the open receiver and take what the defense has given you. The offensive line to protect for him. We need Zach Ertz to have another big game. Slowly Ben Sennett is seeing more snaps. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I do think the only way to force a punt is with negative plays, right? That's what the Cardinals have been best at. We'll flip the script on them. Let's get some tackles for losses. Let's finally get a few sacks here against the Arizona Cardinals, and that would lead to a victory here. I really think this is going to be a shootout because both offenses can go right up and down the field. Both offenses can run and can throw off of that. James Conner is their weakness in my mind, all right? I get it. He's had a good game this year where he put up 122 yards. He's 29. That's the over-the-hill year for running backs. He's not as good as he was when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think you've got to slow down James Conner, and you can. And I really think you can because he's not the fastest guy. He's a strong guy that's going to run up the middle. That leads to the interior of our defensive line, which is usually a strength. Jonathan Allen, Jerron Payne, I think you're going to get more snaps for Johnny Newton. But that's what I'm talking about here if the Commanders are going to get the win. The defensive line needs to step up, limit James Conner, and then all of a sudden you're looking at situations where, oh, Kyler Murray's got a second and eight and a third and seven. And our defense has not won those downs yet this season. But the more you give them an opportunity on third and longs, I do think they will eventually get off the field. Like I said, last year, I didn't see this defense improving. I saw them getting worse because the coaching staff didn't care. I believe that Dan Quinn cares about the defense more than anything. I think he's been staying up all night. I think if he had any hair, he'd be losing it over the way the defense is playing. And so, look, Dan Quinn is, and Joe Woodruff have called out a few guys that are playing the violent defense that they want. We just need all 11 guys on the same page at the same time. I'm not sure that happens against the Cardinals because that's a good defense, but hopefully they will slowly start to improve. All right, and then if we can force a punt and our offense can keep playing the way they're playing, we can certainly win this game. Every game is winnable right now with Jane Daniels at quarterback. I truly feel that way. He didn't give the ball back to the Bengals, and that would have lost us the game. Nope. He wanted to go for it on fourth down, found Zach Ertz, and then third and long found Terry McLaurin for the win. We're going to go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. I've given my keys to victory. What's it going to take for Washington to get a second win on the road and a third straight victory Sunday against the Cardinals? You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Final segment before we hand it off to Super Bowl legend and champ Doc Walker here on The Fan. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Appreciate my guy Hank letting me know he's listening this morning. 12th Man says, AWOD, your assessment of the Cardinals game plan is spot on. We got to get B-Rob running game going. Stop James Conner. Contain Kyler Murray in the pocket. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. That is 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Alex in College Park. What's up, Alex?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, just like we've been saying, you know, I think these games are won in the trenches. We got to run the ball. We got to get B-Rob the ball. Jaden Daniels has that game. All eyes are on him. They're going to expect us to come out passing the ball. These games are won in the trenches. We need to run it, maybe get his legs involved a little bit, get the ball to Brian Robinson. Now we've got Austin Ekeler out, so now I really just feel like we got to do what we've historically done and be a ground and pound run the football team.
Yeah.
I think that's our key to success for this weekend.
And I think you could see Jaden run the ball more like he did in the Bucs game, right? Because with no Ekeler, I do think it's going to be more on Jaden's hands.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Alex, appreciate you chiming in. Tony in Clinton. Tony, you're on The Fan.
Hey, two things real quick, man. Not having Ekeler really bothers me, man, because he just brought so many layers, like, between special teams and just every down, like, every single down.
But,
so,
Tony, I also think Ekeler, like, was such a big locker room guy, right? He was always locked in. He was making sure there's no BS going on, right? Like, we needed that guy last year. It's so important that he's a locker room leader as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know who they have, because I've seen nothing from a third back so far. Like, they've come in the game, and it's just been a wasted down. And so I don't know what they're going to do to – because B-Rob, everybody knows we got to run the ball, but he can't take every snap. He can't take every carry. And then the other thing is we've proven already that we can't stop anybody with a base defense in coverage, zone, or man. So if you can't stop anybody, why not gamble more? Like, a turnover is just not going to happen naturally without defense. You got to take some risk and force it. If they're going to score anyway, the Bengals were going to score either way.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa was going to score either way. So why not be more risky? Like, so this game, you might give up a big touchdown. You might give up a 65-yarder, but you also might get a sack fumble for once because you sent eight or because you sent seven. So we're going to have to take some risks with the defense because – base personnel is just going to get us carved up all season.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do think we have to try to make something happen because you're right. Like, if we just, you know, death by a thousand cuts, we give up 5-6 yards, well, they are going to go right down the field and score. I would be okay with giving up an explosive play if we could turn around and have a takeaway, which we haven't been able to do yet.
That's it. Yeah. So those are the two things I'm worried about, man, is just who's going to fill the Ekeler role, and we got to send them.
Yeah, good call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, you're on The Fan.
Good morning.
Hey, Mitch.
Good show. How you doing?
Good.
You know, we got to keep Kyler Murray in the pocket. The other one run. And besides Robinson, I'm waiting for a big game from Austin Ekeler. That'd be awesome. And also, Jaden Daniels has to keep it up. He had a great game. He's a total version of Kyler Murray. Yeah, I'm glad Arizona kept Kyler Murray, not to give up on him. He's exciting to watch, and I think we have a more exciting quarterback in Jaden Daniels.
Yep, so it's gonna be up to Jeremy McNichols to replace Austin Ekeler. I do think we need to give him a lot of credit. He had a great block. Yeah, I appreciate you chiming in. He had a great block in the game-winning throw to Terry McLaurin. I'd like to give him another opportunity. Look, I was the guy that came on the radio show and told you I like Jeremy McNichols when I went to training camp. And everyone said, oh, Chris Rodriguez is that guy, or Wiley was the other running back, right? Well, McNichols is the one that the Commanders coaching staff chose, and he's going to be front and center here as the backup to Brian Robinson Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think that this is going to be a game where Jaden throws 300 yards. I think we're getting towards that. I think they've opened it up more, but The game plan has to be control the time of possession. The Cardinals' offense is better than the Bengals' offense right now this season. I think people would agree after they put up 40 on the Rams. They put up, 26 or 30 on the Bills. They've been able to really move the ball offensively. So as bad as we were against the Bengals' offense, I think we're going to be worse against the Cardinals. I don't see us forcing many stops. And so when we have the ball, we got to hold that damn ball. We got to run that damn ball. And we got to keep the time of possession in our favor here. But like I said earlier, you got to force a turnover. It just feels like that's the only way we can get a win on the road. Or maybe you force a missed field goal. When was the last time we had a blocked punt or a blocked field goal? I would love that on Sunday. It feels like that hasn't happened in decades. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Max, of course, I got to close out the show by getting your take on the Commanders game against the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's going to be really tough, especially off of a short week like we've said all show. I love the over in this game because I think you're going to get a lot of big plays out of B-Rob. Will he be able to finish those big plays is my big question mark. But this Commanders defense, they're Swiss cheese. I think Marvin Harrison's going to have an incredible day. I think Kyler Murray's going to dance around looking like a little baby running around back there. It's going to be, yeah. So we'll see. I think Cardinals probably going to cover the 4.5, and I think the over's going to hit. But I'd like us to keep it at least a little bit competitive inside of a touchdown.
This will be the last game that I call for Jonathan Allen and Jerron Payne to step up. I'm calling for it right now. Jonathan Allen made some great points on the Junkies on Tuesday after the win Monday. First off, he deserves a lot of credit for getting up that early after the win to call in. But he talked about facing off against Kyler Murray. I believe that was his rookie year or second year in the NFL. And he was talking about how tough it is because if you run at him at full speed, he'll make you look like a clown. So you kind of have to run at him with knowing I might have to change directions real quick. They've had a chance to play Kyler Murray before. We'll see how it goes on Sunday. But I'm calling for Jonathan Allen and Jerron Payne to step up and make a big difference in the middle of that field there, in the middle of the offensive line for the Arizona Cardinals. I think we're going to see more Johnny Newton. He looked like a rookie last week in my mind at times, over-pursuing. But it's good to see him getting more snaps because there was a reason he was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He can be a disruptor on the defensive side of the ball. Terry McLaurin, 4 catches, 100 yards last week. I do think that this is a game where let's get him more touches early. All right, let's get him more touches early. Have the defense focus in on him, and then you can find ways to get Noah Brown, McCaffrey, and Zach Ertz more involved. Jayden Daniels put on the cape and was Superman last Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not sure he needs to do that again, but he cannot have a bad turnover. He's got to play clean football. And really, as a team, they've got to play clean football. You know, it's hard to win on the road. It's even harder when you have a bunch of flags and a bunch of penalties going against your team here. So they got to play clean football. They got to get off to a good start on the road. And like I said, my keys to victory, force a first half punt. Please, for the love of God, force a first half punt. B-Rob, 4 yards per carry and find a way to win the turnover battle. Gives you a chance to be successful on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Love doing this show every Saturday morning. If you enjoy the show, you can check me out during the week in Richmond on the free Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan or AWOD Radio. Jimbo tweets me, AWOD, easy money. I placed a bet on the Commanders' money line. I love that. He's also got Jayden Daniels' regular season total passing yards, passing touchdowns over 16.5, and McLaurin over 4.5. Hey, I said McLaurin was going to have his most touchdowns of his NFL career, and it did not look good 2 weeks into the season. Maybe he can get going in the end zone after the big game he had last week against the Bengals. Max, doing a great job running the ones and twos. Make sure you tune in to Georgia-Alabama tonight. Should be a great game. I'm expecting a low-scoring defensive battle, though, so I did place the under if you want to make a little wager as well. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Max on the ones and twos. It's Doc Walker, the legend and Super Bowl champion here in the DMV, coming up next on The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.